Thank you. It's good to see you again today. Appreciate the opportunity to stand once again and handle the Word of God. We're going to be in Psalms 101 today. If you have your King James Bible, would like to follow along, give you two or three thoughts from the 101st Psalm. We were teaching Sunday school at our home church here a few weeks ago, and the pastor asked us to bring two or three devotions out of Psalms 101. So we'll be there for the next few minutes this morning. Again, thank you for being tuned this way. Psalms 101, David said, under the inspiration, of course, of the Holy Ghost, "I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will utterly destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off wicked doers from the city of the Lord." In my Bible reading and study, the Lord spoke to my heart, dealt with me about the 101st Psalm, and I tried to bring that to the congregation there at our home church during the Sunday school hour. And here's the thought that I want to try to bring you today. In a way of review, this is our second devotion out of this Psalm. I don't know if you got to see the first one or not, but let me do a little bit of review and then bring you a few moments from Psalms 101. David said in verse number 2 that I will walk within my house. Verse number 7, he said, "This work the deceitful shall not dwell within my house. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house." So I notice the "within my house" in verse 2 and verse 7. And as I began to study the chapter, David makes three references to the heart in these eight verses. In verse number 2, the latter part of it, he said he would walk with a perfect heart. In verse number 4, he makes reference to a froward heart, and that is an unmanageable heart that's contrary, and we'll probably not get down that far today. But it also, in verse number 5, he said, "A proud heart will not I suffer." So as I tried to study and ask God to enlighten me on Psalms 101, here's how he dealt with my heart, with this thought: is your heart in your house? And if so, I wonder what kind of a heart it is that's in your house. Two things about the house and the heart. If you're familiar with your Bible, house is used hundreds of times in the Bible, and majorly and numerically, it's mostly referring to the home. Joshua 24:15, a good example of that. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And then the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter number 11, I believe about verse number 7, where the Bible said, "Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house." Paul wrote to a young pastor who I think to be the pastor at the church of Ephesus, and he said, Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, he said, "If a man doesn't provide for his own, especially those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." So in these three places and many, many other places in your Bible, the house is referred to as the family or as the home. And I believe one of the greatest needs today is to get your heart in your home. And we went through this chapter and trying to give you some scripture about the home and the family. And I believe that's the breakdown of our churches and our nation today. But for today's devotion, I want us to look in particular at verse number 1 and 2. David said, "I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart." As I tried to pray and find the mind of the Lord and ask God to help me with this devotion for today, He took my attention to verse number 2 of this psalm, Psalms 101. And David said again, "Listen, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart." And so we're thinking about the heart in the home. And you can give me my family and give me the church. And you can have the rest of the world. And I'll take those two, of course. God's been so good to me with a good family and a good church, and I bless His holy name for that. But I want you to notice what David said in verse number 2. He says, "O when wilt thou come unto me?" And so I went through this chapter and began to try to alliterate some of the verses and get my thoughts together. And I think when I get the thoughts in my head and God begins to deal with me in a particular way, if I can get that in a little thought or an outline or devotion, that may help you to retain more of it. And I hope that's the case today. In verse number 1, we see worship. We'll sing and we'll praise the Lord. And then in verse number 2, he said, "I'll behave myself wisely." We need a little bit of wisdom back in the house. "And a wise woman buildeth their house, a foolish woman teareth it down, and a wise man will build his house upon the rock, and a foolish man will build it upon the sand." And we're not going to get in that gear this morning. But then he said, "Walking, I'll walk within my house." And then he talks about wickedness in the house in verse number 3. And then he said he would watch in the house. And then he said, "I'm going to take heed to my words in the house." And so we'll get to those maybe in the next 2 or 3 devotions, the Lord being my helper. But my thought this morning is in the second verse where David said, "O when wilt thou come unto me?" I want us to notice prayer. And we have preached about the family prayer altar, and I think that's probably missing out of a lot of homes today. God help us. But nevertheless, I believe when you'll get your heart in your home and you'll get the presence of the Lord in the home, that's what David is praying about in verse number 2. Notice it again. "O when wilt thou come?" We need to get God back in the house. He needs to be in your house, your home. He needs to be, of course, in the church house. And he needs to be in the White House, as far as I'm concerned. We don't have time to get political this morning. I'd like to do that. But nevertheless, David is earnestly praying in verse number 2. There's a problem there. And he said, "When wilt thou come unto me?" How are we going to get God back in the home? How are you going to get God back in your family? I'm sure there are little mothers and there are wives that are listening to me today, and your home is just not on the solid rock, and there are difficulties at the house, and you really don't know what to do with them. Well, I'll tell you what the answer is, and that is get God in the house. And Dad, you know that's your responsibility. It falls upon you as the priest of the home to get God in the house. I remember the service, of course, when I was saved, but I also remember a few weeks or months after that, that our pastor preached something. I don't know, remember what he preached. That's been 53 plus years ago. But we made up our mind to let Jesus be the Lord of our house. He was going to be the unseen guest at every meal, and the listener to every conversation. And we have tried to do that for the last 53 years. So let me give you two or three things quickly before my time runs out today. When wilt thou come unto me? It's going to take some prayer to get God back in the house. Dad, take the authority and get your family around a family altar and get your Bible. And you say, "Preacher, I don't read too well, don't know a whole lot." Well, you have got a perfect book in the Bible. All of it's good. But the book of Proverbs, there's 31 of them. And you can read one of those a day or one of those a night when things kind of settle down and Dad gets home from work and you get the children settled down. You can read a proverb, and you don't have to be a Bible scholar, and just tell your children about Jesus. But David here is praying. So I see three things about getting God back in the house. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? Here's how the Lord spoke to my heart. He'll come to our home and to our family when we come to Him. If you get thirsty and you get hungry and you get to seeking after God, He said, "Seek me early and you'll find me." It's never too late to find Him, and it's never too late to get Him in your family. As a matter of fact, Joshua, of course, he served the Lord under the ministry of Moses those years in the wilderness. But Joshua was an old man when he made that statement. If you'll study Joshua 24, he's an old man. He made the statement, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." So you're not too old to want God in the house, and you're not too young as a young family or a young couple to get God in the house, but you're going to have to want Him there, and you're going to have to get that old back in your prayer life. He could have said, "When wilt thou come unto me?" talking to the Lord. But He said, "Oh, when wilt thou come unto me?" One lady I heard at a camp meeting, she said, "This generation doesn't even know how to spell prayer." Said they leave the O off of it. And notice in your King James Bible, Psalms 101, verse 2, "Oh, when wilt thou come unto me?" Get that O back in your prayer. And ask God, earnestly seek Him, and I'll guarantee you, on the authority of this book, if you would, Mom, and get together and get the family together, and neighbor, begin to cry out for God to get in your home and anoint your home and be a very present help there, you will find out that He'll honor this blessed book that I'm preaching from today. Every promise in the Word of God is true, and Jesus said in Matthew 18, where two or three have gathered in His name, He'd be in the midst. And He also said, if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done unto them. And so we claim part of that verse, but we won't claim it all. But let me ask you this. Two of you agreeing. If we could get Mom and Dad, you that may be listening to me and watching today, if we could get Mom and Dad to agree that we want the Lord to be the head of our home, we want Him to lead and guide and direct and order our steps and direct our path, I'll assure you that He'll do exactly what He did for David. He'll come into your home. He'll come into your house. He'll be a very manifest presence in there, and He'll give you some direction for the days ahead and how much we need that in these last and perilous days that God's allowed us to minister in and preach in and be His end time church. We need God back in the home. We need Him in our life. We need Him in the family. And David's praying and asking God, "When wilt thou come unto me?" You're tuned this way today. Why don't you purpose in your heart that as for me and my house, preacher, we're going to serve God. We're going to dedicate our home. We're going to dedicate our family. And that's not something new. It's been going on since Jesus put man on the face of this earth. You can raise him for the Lord, or you can raise them for the devil, the walk of the battle is a roaring lion to devour them. So may God help us today. I believe prayer is going to be the key. I believe it's the key to the Psalms 101. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? God will take your house, that structure that you're living in, and he'll make a home out of it. Preacher, how do you know that? Well, my wife and I have been married going on 59 years, coming up our anniversary, and God took our house 53 years ago and made a home out of it. And what he's done for others, he'll do for you. It's not a secret. We're just going to have to want him. And I'll tell you this as I close, when you begin to want him and you come unto him, he'll come to you. Notice what the psalmist said again, when wilt thou come unto me? He'll come to you when you come to him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. My yoke's easy, my burden's light. If you had come to Jesus, some of you got problems in your home, and if you don't get those things straightened out and get back into fellowship with one another and with the Lord and with the church, it's not going to get any better. It's just going to dissolve and continue to get worse and worse and worse. So until the next time, let me ask you this. Would you pray that prayer, oh, when wilt thou come unto me? Father, take the thought today from your blessed holy word. We know it'll not return void. You know where it's going today. And I pray it would fall upon some fertile ground and families and homes and marriages and couples that are in trouble. I pray they would be bound together in prayer and the Holy Ghost would seal this thought in their heart and we would see our homes flourish again for the glory of God. We'll love you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.